Hi, everyone. You're listening to Yachting International Radio with Manda, and we are talking to Mark, who is at the GP racing. Mark, how about you tell us what you're up to and where you are?
Yeah, no worries. We're with Sail GP for the second season out here in Bermuda. First day, going out for practice racing, and the sun's come out, thankfully. It was cold this morning. So, yeah. So my role out here is on water commander, medical commander. So we've got paramedics with us. We've got ambulance services available to us. And, along with the safety team here on Safety One, we're sort of looking after all of the sailors and anything that goes on out here.
Fantastic. So just to be clear, are you looking after one team or the whole fleet?
The whole fleet.
The whole
fleet. We have the whole fleet under our wing. Each team has their own safety diver or safety swimmer. We're coordinating all of the resources if anything goes awry. We're not expecting it to. They're all pretty good. And we're hoping for some really good sailing over the weekend.
And so is the racing starting today?
Today's Friday, so it's practice day today. And racing itself is over the weekend. It's all go today. Everybody's out there having a good old practice and seeing what they can get sorted and get all the trimmings and all that sort of done with the boats.
And just so for the people that don't know what GP is, what sort of boats are there and where are the teams from?
They're the F-50s. The old, originally were the America's Cup catamarans, the F-50s. We've got teams from all over. We've got 8 teams competing in Series 2. So New Zealand, Australia, France, Denmark, Spain, GBR. And who else have we got out there? Japan. And the USA.
Fantastic. So it's a very international fleet. So I guess the question on everyone's lips during these times is how do you manage to do a race like this? Like, so you flew in, you're obviously wearing a mask and PPPs. How do you get to race at the moment? How does everyone from all over the world get to be together? What goes on to get you to this point?
That's got to be credit down to are you still there?
Yes, we're here.
That's the credit for that's got to go down to Sail GP management and Bermuda. Basically, what's happening there is that they are... they're the ones that have looked after all of the COVID side of things. And, they've got everything sewn up. So we all come in. We're all in a bubble, basically. Different teams are in a bubble. So, yeah.
And do you have to do daily testing?
No, we don't do daily testing, but we do test while we're here 3 times. And we have to test prior to coming out.
Awesome. And so just before you mentioned that you had divers, paramedics and oxygen, how are the teams equipped to deal with, because they're very high performance boats. So what have the teams got in place? What safety equipment do they have on board to race at this level?
The chase boats have got all of the safety equipment similar to what we've got on Safety One. And each chase boat has a safety rescue swimmer who's got kit and equipment to be able to carry out any rescues that need to be carried out. And in essence, what they do is they're the first responders, and then we come in, and once we come in, we take over and take charge of any patient that we might have.
So in that case, to be able to deal with any patient that may need to help out, what have you got on board the boat?
Trauma kits. We keep trauma kits on. We've got first aid kits on, and the medical providers here on Bermuda are all set up and ready to take on bring fuel. We're not going to be doing anything Gucci out on the water. We just need to get people that are injured ashore so that they can get proper treatment. So hopefully we'll never have to open our cases. But yeah, everything's in place ready just in case.
And if you did have to open your cases, what would you be expecting? What kind of injuries or medical emergencies would be that, you know, what's your main risk assessment?
Anything from head injury to potential drowning to broken limbs. Like you say, it's a high speed yachts that they're racing, and the forces, the G forces, and everything are quite high. They've done a lot of training, to be fair, and they know when to go wrong and how to deal with it actually on the yacht. In an emergency situation, high impact.
And are you involved in the training of these guys as well?
We do the training with the chase boat people, the safety divers, as part of a safety team, there's two safety divers with myself, and we do training with all of the safety divers, and all of the sailors have to do training as well with the safety divers so that they're already in equipped to know how to deal with things if they end up in the water.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this, but in the, you can just put your hand up and say no, but in the lead up to this, has there been any capsizes or any accidents or anything that's put you on, you know, red alert?
Nothing that we've had to worry about.
Fantastic. And how are the conditions looking? It's looking pretty calm there right now.
It is, yeah. It was very cold and cloudy this morning, but this afternoon, sun's come out, we've got a bit of wind. Looking at some exciting racing.
And do they generally get a sea breeze in the evening, in the afternoon?
Yeah, quite often they do, yeah.
How many races will they be? Is it just one race a day, or how many races are they doing?
They do three races a day. So there's three fleet races a day.
And would that be Windward Leewards or Olympic triangles, or what kind of racing, or does that depend on the weather?
It depends on the weather. Yeah, they've got a course that they set up depending on which way the wind's blowing. And then they basically do three races around that course. But the course could move depending on sort of whether the wind's staying the same or whether it's shifted. So we can move the course very, very quickly.
And then, you know, you guys are travelling around the world. So what's the program for the GPs at the moment?
Depending on COVID, but yeah, we're back in Europe after Bermuda. So we've got a few races, or a few regattas going on around Europe. And next year we finish in New Zealand and San Francisco.
Fantastic. And in terms of, normally this kind of sailing is quite a spectator sport, and normally we've got the shores lined with people keen to watch this amazing sailing. Is there anyone able out there? Is there any spectators out on the shore?
Not on the shore because of COVID restrictions, but people that have got their own boats are allowed to go out because they stay in their own bubbles. So we're hoping to few folks out the next few days coming out watching us. It is exciting when you're out there on the water watching it.
Fantastic. And in terms of who's been, you know, the series so far, who are you backing to win this series? Am I allowed to ask that, or do you have to say?
I've got to stay neutral. It's like the safety team here on the boat with me. They know who I'm going to say.
Do we judge that based on your accent? Fantastic. It's really, thank you so much for taking the time. It's really exciting to see you and see the boats behind you, and yeah, have you right on the ground there. I'm so proud to have you on the show.
No worries. Nice to talk to you, Amanda.
You too. And just before we switch off, you know, I've got quite a lot of sailor medics in training and people that have been into professional sailing and really getting into the medicine. Also a lot of doctors that we're training up for super yacht and high performance sailing. So if they wanted to follow in your footsteps, what would be the best way for them to be like you?
Just get involved. Get involved with the different regattas, you know. Just show their interest with the regattas. And if there's anything that comes up, then everybody's got an opportunity.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Well, thanks so much. I know you've got to get out on the course, and I'm so grateful that you're on the show. It's
no worries.
Good to see you. And hopefully we get to do another interview when you're in Europe.
No worries. Sounds good.
And just before you say goodbye, could you just do a quick little pan to the left or right so we can see a little bit what's behind you?
There you go. There's all the boats.
There's a lot of us that haven't travelled for a while, so we're living vicariously through you right now.
That's it. So that's all the boats. All sat there waiting to go out.
Thanks so much. Stay awesome. We'll put the links to watch the regatta and keep up with what's going on over in Bermuda. And also, just before we finish, Mark works for Acute Medical, which is based in the UK, and they look after racing and all sorts of things around the world. So we'll put the links down there too, because you don't just do this racing, you do all sorts of events, right?
We do, yes. Yeah, we do all sorts.
Check him out. He's amazing. And an incredible lifeguard, medical trainer, paramedic. The list goes on. Thanks, mate. Have a great day on the water.